If you get a vaccination, you are at significantly lower risk of developing severity of illness, of being in the hospital, and of dying. So getting the vaccine is protective for you, and it is still advisable.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus. And on this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, I speak with Dr. Elizabeth Whalen, the Albany County Health Commissioner. Our conversation comes after New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said the state is reviewing the CDC's revised COVID-19 mask guidance. The federal agency recommended some fully vaccinated people wear masks indoors if they live in areas with significant or high spread of the virus. And currently, much of the country falls into that category. The exceptions? The Northeast and parts of the Upper Midwest. The CDC also recommends that all teachers, staff, and students in K-12 schools wear masks, even if they're vaccinated.
To be honest, when we heard the CDC guidance yesterday, we were relieved. We have been in conversations with local school districts and the New York State Association of County Health Officials, and this is something that we would have advocated for.
To your mind, then, should people in Albany County and surrounding areas be masking right now, even though the Northeast is not one of the CDC hotspots per se?
So I think if you're looking at the CDC guidance, what we are currently classified right now is moderate transmission. So those that have been vaccinated in conducting their day-to-day living are not necessarily recommended to be masked. And if you are among friends that you know have been masked or have been vaccinated inside, it is not necessary to wear a mask. It is still necessary for those that are not vaccinated to be masked. And, you know, this is a particular concern now that we know that the predominant strain circulating around New York State is the Delta strain, which is very contagious. We continue to advocate for people to realize that the only way that we are going to get out of this is to increase our vaccination rates. So if you have not been vaccinated and you are eligible, I strongly encourage people to speak to their doctors, to call us at the health department, get the information that you need to make a decision to help you and to help the community, which is to be vaccinated.
It's still a significant size of the population. In Albany County, I believe about, you know, two-thirds of folks have been vaccinated. In your mind, where is the reticence for the rest of that population coming from?
Yeah, we hear a lot of different concerns that people have. And, you know, really those concerns can be addressed by good evidence and good medical information. You know, people are concerned this is new technology when, in fact, mRNA technology has been around for years. You know, the vaccine has been vetted, has been carefully monitored. We know providing vaccines at the county that, you know, any side effects that people have are being reported. We have vaccinated at the county over 42,000 people and have managed over 70,000 doses of vaccine. And really, we're not seeing people with side effects. People are doing very well, and people are really feeling quite relieved and happy when they do get vaccinated because they know they can protect themselves and protect their family.
Are you surprised that the country has missed the president's vaccination goal of 70% by July 4th, but also that even in New York State, you know, we have many, many people who are still not vaccinated?
Well, I will say, I think in New York State, we're doing better than a lot of other places in the country. It has been a continuous surprise throughout the pandemic that this, medical condition, this virus, has attached political significance. So I think that has been a surprise, and it continues to be a surprise, and it continues to be something that we work diligently to ensure people that, this virus doesn't discriminate. We are seeing people that continue to be sickened by it, and we're concerned about this fourth wave that will, is starting to really show itself in other parts of the country, but that, we have a significant number of unvaccinated people who could still be infected.
In retrospect, do you think it was a mistake to declare an end to the mask era when the vaccine rollout was in its early stages? You know, did public health officials assume that many more people would get vaccinated and then we wouldn't need masks? Now, here we are almost to August and renewed calls for masking in hotspots.
Yeah, so I don't think we assumed that. I think we hoped that. But, you know, the mask era has not ended from public health messaging. Anyone that has not been vaccinated should be wearing a mask all the way through. There was never a reversal on that advice from public health. To me, it's not surprising. You know, if you look at the 1918 pandemic, if you look at the seasonality of how these viruses behave, you know, we were primed for a fourth wave. We really did try to do our best to message people that increasing rates of vaccination would help blunt that. But it is something that was anticipated by public health.
Do you think it's a good idea to mandate public employees and healthcare workers, like New York City and California announced will happen, get the vaccine?
I do. I do think it's a good idea. I think that, you know, utilizing workforces and setting an example through the federal government is helpful for others to see that this is going to be a way to get us out of this continuing pandemic.
What about the guidance for schools? You know, people are about to send their kids back to in-person classes after Labor Day for the first time in quite a long time in some cases. Is it a good idea, as the CDC recommends, for everybody in that building to have a mask on no matter what?
It is a good idea, you know, and this is something that we have been discussing with our school districts in the past weeks and all along. We still know that, you know, under 12s cannot be vaccinated. And for the schools to tease out who amongst the over 12s has been vaccinated was going to be a difficult prospect. And in addition, yesterday, you know, the evolving information that we get on the science of COVID-19, and particularly the Delta variant, now tells us that, you know, even those are vaccinated may be able to spread this particular variant. So this is new. So in this situation, we're talking about, the need to curb this in a highly vulnerable population who has not been vaccinated yet. So yes, I think it's a very good idea, and I think it's advisable.
Are you seeing a lot of so-called breakthrough cases in Albany County where someone is vaccinated, they've had, you know, the full cycle, and then they still are testing positive for COVID?
So we're seeing cases. We're not seeing a large amount of cases. This is still largely a disease of unvaccinated people. So most of the cases that we have are people that have not been vaccinated. However, we are aware of cases, and the CDC, as you know, yesterday has really started to track these more diligently, so we should have more information in the coming days and weeks. But I want people to know, I think this is very important, because the message around breakthrough cases isn't get your vaccine and you're still at risk. If you get a vaccination, you are at significantly lower risk of developing severity of illness, of being in the hospital, and of dying. So getting the vaccine is protective for you, and it is still advisable. We don't want people to look back and say, I wish I had done that for my family member. And we are seeing that happen across the country. Please be reminded that if you get your first COVID vaccine today with Pfizer, it is going to be a full 5 weeks until you are fully immune. So don't wait. Don't wait for the numbers to start ticking up. Get vaccinated as soon as possible.
What is your biggest fear about the state of the pandemic right now?
My biggest fear is complacence. I think that, given the fact that we had a little bit of a lull at the beginning of the summer, people signed off. And I know people are sick of it. I will be honest, I am sick of it. I think that what we are now heading into is entirely preventable. So with increasing rates of vaccination, we will prevent disease. We will prevent cases continuing to rise, and we will prevent deaths. So it really is incumbent on listeners, on members of the public, to very carefully consider, if they have not been vaccinated, the reasons for vaccination, and get your information from the right places. Get it from your physician. Get it from, please reach out to us. We are happy to speak to you at the local health department. If you are not in Albany County, other local health departments have the same information and messages. Get it through the CDC website. Get the information that you need and help us prevent this, fourth surge from occurring. So I think complacence is a big concern, and the fact that this is preventable is another major concern of mine.
Is there a percentage at which you would feel satisfied or safe in terms of a vaccination rate among the county population?
So, I think we're doing fairly well. We have, as of yesterday, 66.3% of the population has received at least the first dose. And for the 18-plus population, it's up to 77%. So we're tracking well, but we need to get more people vaccinated. I would really be looking to a fully vaccinated rate of 80% before, I had a level of comfort. But we have to also consider that, we know that kids under 12 are not yet able to be vaccinated. So that is something that we continue to watch very closely, and we want to make sure we can protect the kids.
As you look at, where we've been since March of 2020 or so, given the disinformation and the way that, the country seems factionalized over the issue of vaccines, does it give you any concern about future public health crises and the way that messaging will have to be applied to it from people in jobs like the one you have?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that, we are talking about dual pandemics, and I know many have heard the Surgeon General discuss the pandemic of misinformation. And this in our current age, and with the prevalence of people following misinformation on the internet, is a particular concern for public health authorities. To get a message out first and to get it out with, the correct information is highly necessary. And we have been doing this throughout, but I think it is going to be important to highlight how we can do this in the future and prevent people from getting misinformation, because it really is incredibly damaging. People like to hear conspiracy theories. It is much more palatable for people and more exciting, frankly, to think of conspiracy theories than to think of science and science-based facts. So it is a challenge. It certainly is a challenge to get that information out and to get it out to be first front-facing and, be able to have the public come to us for answers.
Do you know anti-vaxxers or conspiracy theorists and in your personal life? And if you do, what do you say to them?
I don't. I honestly think that anybody that I know that might have that might have those concerns would not necessarily come to me. I have discussed with several of our staff and members from the community about concerns that they have, and it's been concerns from the new technology, but it's also been things like a microchip, and it was. My pleasure to be able to go through with them the impossibility of something like a microchip being placed in a multi-dose vial of vaccines. It's just not a possible technology. And people should be much more worried if they're worried about being tracked by their cell phones. We address misinformation as we hear it. We hear a lot in the public, and, I have a team of staff that are manning questions on a daily basis. So we are certainly aware of information, misinformation that's getting out to the public, and doing our best with messaging to try to allay a lot of those fears, because those fears can be very real for people, and I don't want to, minimalize them. What I want to do is address them with information.
Dr. Elizabeth Whalen is the Albany County Health Commissioner. Thank you so much for taking this time. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. I do want to remind people that we continue to take walk-ins at the Department of Health at 175 Green Street from 9 to 3 every day. You can just walk in and get a COVID vaccine.
All right, that does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, I'm Ian Pickus.